Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all know the expression, if you see something, say something. But we, you know, that's an expression that became popular when we were talking about our airport, our security, our national security, terrorists. But if you see something, say something means a lot of different things. Tim Stevens from the Black Political Empowerment Project joins us once again. Welcome back, Tim.
How you doing?
I am well. How are you?
I wish we weren't having the conversation.
Well, I do too. And I mean, the emotion in your press conference yesterday was overwhelming. For those of our listeners who didn't catch it, give them a brief, give them the cliff version, the cliff note version of what you had to say yesterday.
One of the things I said was we had just sent on Thursday night a letter to the mayor, the safety director, and the chief about the relative absence of blacks on the police force from the 2018, mm-hmm. the classes of 4 out of 94 that we thought were absolutely unacceptable in terms of numbers, and made some suggestions and offered to meet and discuss and all that. And we started out with that statement and then went into the fact that as of yesterday afternoon, due to the violence that occurred in Homewood at the hands of the perpetrator, we've now lost an African-American mm-hmm. who happened to be a police officer mm-hmm. in the Pittsburgh Bureau of Police, and one who, from all stories I've heard, would be an officer, regardless of race, we want to have on the Pittsburgh Police Force. And this was quite upsetting and troubling to all of us. We mentioned that the Black Political Empowerment Project, Coalition Against Violence, we deal with issues when the police are in any way abusive to our community. But we also, from our work at the Coalition Against Violence, Greater Pittsburgh Coalition Against Violence, we cry out on violence that we perpetrate upon ourselves. Mm-hmm. And this was one of those instances that we felt we needed to share our upset and grief. And Valerie Dixon, my co-convener of the Coalition Against Violence, Vice Chair BPEP, so eloquently stated that people who know information, they need to share it. We have a lot of issues racially, as you know, Lynn, from decades of work, and that are brought about by what people who may happen to be white don't do to support the African-American community and support equity and inclusion in our city and our region. But we also have a responsibility, those of us who happen to be African-American, to do what we need to do so that we have a community that is more prosperous and more positive and more livable. And one of the things we said last night is our parents, our grandparents, our aunts and uncles have to begin to instill into the minds and hearts of our young family members and younger family members that violence is not the way, that when you have a conflict, the first thing it seems like some of us want to do in recent years is pull a gun and shoot somebody. They're not white people going into Homewood shooting black people or going into the Hill District and shooting black people. This is what we're doing to each other.
So
obviously, some of the roots of this are implanted by the certain racist practice over the decades that have prevented us from being as healthy as we could be as a community. But we have to take ownership of what we must do, though, as African Americans in our own communities.
So let me ask you this, because there has been, and again, you know, social media influences everything these days. So there's been some chatter on social media about the fact that some parts of our community don't feel like they've seen the same outrage about a police shooting that they see when a young African-American is shot by a police officer, say. What do you say to that?
Well, that's certainly not in the case from Black Little Pyramid Project or the groups we work with. Mm-hmm. Obviously, when there are shootings, I personally have been dealing with the issue of police brutality for over 50 years. Mm-hmm. And we have been dealing with that issue ongoingly, and will continue to. We have proposed changes and options and proposals of actions. We've met with the police in Pittsburgh. We met with the Allegheny County police leadership, I believe it was, in November. We have sent letters to the governor, to the mayor, to county exec, to legislators on proposals, the Due Process Act that we call, Lynn, when there's a shooting, not a shooting, a killing at the hands of a police officer, that those cases should come out of the local DA's office and go into the mm-hmm. Attorney General's office. We call it the Due Process Act. So there's more, hopefully, purpose being that we have more objectivity in how those cases are prosecuted, because we feel there's an inherent conflict of interest between the DA and the officers who he or she must depend on a regular basis and then have to prosecute one or more sure. of those same officers. Sure. There's a potential conflict of interest. So we have certainly, and you know, we have proposed all kinds of proposals
for indeed
increasing recruitment and the training and the sure. sensitivity. And
hey, Tim, I got to jump in here.
Advice thing that no other, only five other departments in the country have had. And we've
had,
applauded
indeed.
That.
Hey, Tim, I got to jump in here only because I got to run. We got a golf update, the leaderboard, so I got to go take care of that. But thanks for the conversation. Okay. It's obviously, it needs to be a continuing one. We appreciate
it. We have to approach it on all sides.
There you go. Thanks,
Absolutely.
Tim. All right.
With passion. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.